authority that arrested him. The Director General Technical comes in. The Minister of IT comes in. The only problem with this arrest is that the Adyala jail has a problem in Rawalpindi that state criminals are put there. And it takes you 20 days to get a court order to release them. So 20 days you have to... So because of their intervention, this person wasn't beaten up, which is what is usually done on a body remand. And he was treated like white collar. He stayed in the director's office all the time, the jailer's office. But this is just to give you an idea that Zahid Jameel was our attorney for this case. Zahid practices his own law firm, does his own commercial ventures. He works with, say, the government to devise laws and so forth, and international activities and consultings. But at this stage, all of us became human, simply consumers. And we were saving people, irrespective of their company or their not company, they're getting a profit or not a profit. This turned into a human right case. There was a death in this case, right? The person arrested, his wife went into a shock. She was in labor. She gave birth to a dead child. And according to her report, she was going to give a normal delivery. And she was operated on. Even her life was sent to risk. So the nature of these things. And now today, TGP exists as the largest telecom and internet consumer rights group in Pakistan. And if you go to them and you tell them, we want to take you in an organization. All the people in that group are there in their personal capacities. And they cannot join any larger group, larger institution as an organization, because it's not an organization. It's a consumer rights group in individual capacities. They can only come through the NCUC. Why? Because we give individual memberships. We have a criteria for larger organizations whereby we allow them to come in as individuals.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I just want to make for all of us to understand that, for one, in all the activities that we have, we appreciate anything that leaves the end user in a better position than they were. I think that is something we would like being understood. So even when companies do something that improves services for their customers, it is our policy to actually support and say we support it. So we are not opposed to business or any other person doing it for that reason, solely because they are business. We believe it's something that the ones that excel best even deserve to be acknowledged, that they have done well. And we do get comments, some of them being commended. And those that do badly, we even go to the extent of suing. We nearly took one of the mobile companies to court about three or four years ago, because of charging for undelivered services, text messages, and it was imminent that we had lawyers ready to go to court, you find that the company just ran something in the paper, said they have understood there was a technical problem, and so they refunded millions and millions of shillings to all the people. So that's just an example of the many things that we are talking about, so that we are seen that we are not confronting people because we don't have an issue. We are talking of the rights of these people, and because of the way they are so scattered, and some of them will not even come to you to tell you about a problem, you have to be proactive. And again, it is bigger because you have to look at all policies of national, regional, governments and regulatory, and be involved in, so that you ensure that the policy, and even ICANN, and as well as other institutions in their regions, in whatever regions where people come from, so that the principles of consumer protection are embedded in the laws that are passed, in the regulations and the policies that are made in those places. So the second comment I want to make is on the non-profit. You might hear later on even a discussion we were having some time, I think even we revisited that discussion today, where we talk of non-profit. It's good for an organization to be non-profit. There are very many that are non-profit. And I want to, at this point, say I'm not accusing. When I first all said about the money, please do not take it like I was accusing. It's experience, which I said is on the website, on the case. It's somewhere way back in several years ago. So I'm not accusing you. I mean, incidentally, I would want to clear that. That is not an accusation. It's sharing an experience as you had requested me.
No, totally.
Yeah.
The accusation.
It's cleared in the air that people also know I'm not accusing for that.
No.
So the second comment. Thanks. The second comment I want to make on the non-profit is I gave an example this morning of, for example, the telecommunication service providers of Kenya, Tespok. This is an organization. It's non-profit. Yeah. But then it is an association, it's a non-profit association, but whose interest does it deserve? Its members, who are commercial entities, ISPs. So they are part of the sponsors of this event. I think I've seen their brochure somewhere at least. Now, it's a good organization if they are going to pursue their members, but the primary reason they exist is to make sure that their commercial operations are actually more harmonized. Our experience, the particular association I'm talking about, because I've had engagements with them for over the years. I'm not talking of anywhere else, anywhere in the world. So, again, just to be on the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
we've heard a lot about even ICANN studying the multi-stakeholder process. We hear it in the IGF. So why not explore it here, whereby maybe on the consumer's issue, we might actually be discussing the same point with different passions and different languages, but maybe discussing the same thing, actually. And maybe this might be our first display of multi-stakeholderism that we work together.
Obviously, I'm here partly to also give insights into what we have been doing at the at the non-commercial stakeholder group, acknowledging that at this point, when you have already formed a constituency, I can't invite you to join that group because you have already applied for that. So, but in essence, and like I stated earlier, there are issues that have to do with consumers. In fact, that's the reason. I think the background we have just been given by Robert is quite good. It tells us what it is. However, I think we must make sure that we protect the name consumer and define it clearly, like several people have said, so that first of all, before we advocate or anybody uses the name, including ourselves, that we have a clear understanding of what, who, how, you know, the, how we intend to do it, because that, you know, we all risk a problem if we don't have that. I think the genesis of perhaps what may have been a problem there is a lack of definition. And in terms of the bridges that we are building, yes, we are ready to also work with you. It's just that I know we cannot invite you. I don't know how you take that, because at this point in time, I think you are considering a constituency, but the work is there. So where you talk of like the who is, we have been looking at some of these issues. It affects my privacy. So nobody can tell me I can't be involved in ICANN who is policy, because then I would want to know what data am I putting up there. About domain, when you talk about a price of a domain, like now the new application of $185,000 is of importance to us, because it means that some of these costs, businesses are there to make money. They just pass the cost to the end user. So I would be interested, our group was obviously interested in knowing some of these policies, the outcome, and obviously alongside other people benefit as well. So when you look at the privacy area, issues that have to do with that, our registrars also may be looking at issues, the transfer. For example, you might wonder that policies about in the registrar transfer of data, maybe some registrars refusing to with my domain, and how is it impacting on me, and yet the agreement they have. So there are lots and lots of issues on policies that ICANN needs to be involved with, and I think what we are trying to do, so that's clear. I think we start off with that understanding, there's that need, and that's why the board recommended that that be strengthened, the consumer, the non-commercial, was it the non-commercial stakeholder group? I just want to clarify, the board, the report that was written to strengthen the non-commercial participation at ICANN. Yeah. So I'll stop there. Yeah, but I think I just wanted to say I can't invite you to ours, but we are ready to work together. But if it's okay, we are quite open. We are working with various stakeholders.
Yeah, so I was going to ask a specific question about that before I go to share. Rob, I mean, what would prevent, I believe Alex belongs to you as a representative of your consumer group. I mean, what would prevent his group from joining the consumer, or from joining the post-consumer constituency, and also continue working in the NCSG? What would be the reasons why he could have put into the room for
Yes. Thank you. A sort of a final comment on this, and I think this is something that maybe may also interest all of us, and certainly Robert, I'm sure. For me, there has been a benefit of this meeting. I have come to meet for the first time the people that are behind it. We have been looking from our point of view to establish the contact. So what I will consider as the lead on the other initiative is to follow on communication to understand what they have been doing and explore if they are in areas. Issues, we are all clear, there are very many issues, but we look at whether there are areas we could collaborate and how that collaboration could be, and if it's at all possible, how, where, why, the specifics of that, and then consult with my groups also, because it's not me, like you're saying, we are representing mostly public interest organizations and individuals who are obscurely defined, some of them. And so that is a positive definition. What I can say is an outcome I've taken out of this. I was not presenting our constituency position. Please don't also ask me questions about the constituency. I said at the beginning of the meeting, I'm here as an individual, as chairman of ICT Consumers Association of Kenya, and this meeting is of interest to me. Thank you very much.